Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about pride, specifically the pride of Moab. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Isaiah chapter 16, verses 6 and 7, where we read, "We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Therefore, Moab shall wail for Moab. Everyone shall wail. For the foundations of Kir Hareseth you shall mourn. Surely they are stricken." Moab was a smaller neighbor, kingdom, to the 12 tribes of Israel, with an interesting history. The founder of the people of Moab was the son born of the incestuous relationship between Lot and one of his daughters, when his daughters made Lot drunk after the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. You can read all about that in Genesis chapter 19. The Moabites, being distant relative to the Israelites, settled in the plains to the southeast of Israel in what is today modern-day Jordan. At times, the Moabites were great enemies of Israel. It was Balak, the king of Moab, who hired Balaam the prophet, hoping that he would curse Israel in Numbers chapter 22. It was Eglon, king of Moab, who oppressed Israel in the days of the Judges. That's in Judges chapter 3. During the time of Saul and David, Israel established a firm control over Moab, but later kings of Israel were not always able to keep them under Israelite dominance. At the same time, there was a good Moabite connection with Israel. First, they were related to Israel because Lot was Abraham's nephew. Because of this, God told Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 2 that they were not to destroy Moab and take their land. As well, David, who was Israel's greatest king, was one quarter Moabite in his ancestry. His paternal grandmother Ruth was from Moab, and David entrusted his father and mother to the protection of the king of Moab when he was a fugitive from King Saul. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 22. For these reasons, there was a great deal of sadness and empathy on Israel's part, on Isaiah's part, as he described the coming judgment on Moab in Isaiah chapters 15 and 16. The prophet of Israel and Judah did not rejoice in the coming judgment against their cousin kingdom. Yet, in Isaiah chapter 16, verses 6 and 7, Isaiah told us the reason why judgment was coming against Moab. "We have heard of the pride of Moab." It was significant that Moab's sin was pride, because they were a fairly small and insignificant nation. Now, we can easily understand how the empires of Egypt and Babylon and Assyria might fall through pride, but we are often slower to see pride in smaller things. Yet, we should always remember that the small can be just as consumed with pride as the great can be consumed with it. This is something for each of us to carefully consider. It's all too possible for us to excuse pride within ourselves with the quick excuse, "Well, I'm too small or unimportant to be proud." That's a deceptive way to think. Moab could be judged for pride just as much as the mighty empires of Babylon or Assyria. Sometimes the greatest pride comes in the smallest packages. The pride of Moab is also referred to in the prophecy of judgment found in Jeremiah chapter 48. In both Jeremiah and Isaiah, God promised that he would judge the proud nation so that Moab shall wail for Moab, meaning they would find little sympathy among the nations. The Moabites took great pride in their small kingdom and their vineyards, but God promised to use the lords of the nations to break them down and destroy everything that Moab took pride in. God announced this judgment against Moab for at least three reasons. Number one, to be a warning to Moab, and actually an invitation for their humble repentance. It wasn't unthinkable that this prophecy would get to the Moabites somehow, and they could respond to it. Second, to be a lesson for God's people on how the Lord judges the proud. And third, to be an assurance to God's people that the Lord will deal with other kingdoms in the same righteous way that he dealt with Judah and Israel. Friends, if our pride is not broken by our own humility, then it may very well be broken by the justice of God. Either way, God wants to deal with our pride. And sometimes that pride is found in the small as well as it can be found in the great and the mighty. Let the Lord speak to our hearts about this today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.